First, though, let's hear more about the business world and this idea of whether you prefer to work from home. Dark mornings like this, David, I don't know, it's hard enough to leave your bed, let alone leave your house,
yes,
isn't
indeed.
It?
Indeed, it's a tempting prospect on a day like today. Yes, it seems increasing numbers of us would like to work from home. There's lots of reasons why. Avoiding the rush hour traffic or office life, it might suit your lifestyle. Well, let's hear more from Dick and Moon, who champions working from home. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And it's a nice idea, but many people also quite like going to work, leaving their home life behind for a while. Are people then working from home because they want to or because they have to?
That's a good question. Actually, I think there are a number of reasons. I think the first thing is the advent of broadband across the country, and indeed super fast broadband in certain regions, has meant it's more technically possible, whereas perhaps 4 or 5 years ago it wasn't. So I think that's the first thing. People are enabled to do it. And then when they have the choice, I think people are choosing to blend their working life a little bit more into a work-life balance. And I think those are the two key reasons we're seeing an increase in the number of people working from home.
Right. And can you be as productive working from home? We've all found the interruptions at home, which can get in the way of work. Can you actually focus? Is it worthwhile working from home in those circumstances?
Well, our research suggests that is the case. Certainly, the way in which certain organisations work allows people to work from home for what I'd call slivers of time. So there may be people out there who perhaps only have 10, 15, 20 hours a week available to them. Those hours spent at home are far better used working. And I think because it's a shorter amount of time, their concentration span doesn't have to be as great. And that leads to greater productivity. So certainly our research suggests that people are more productive working from home.
If productivity is up, is it possible for employers to measure that? I mean, if people are never in the office, is it possible to quantify how well they're performing?
That's a great question. So the way in which the company for whom I work manage that is that we actually take exactly the same kind of call types from our clients that their own people do in their call centres. Now, if you then use the same metrics to measure those people, you have a like-for-like comparison. And our clients find that as soon as they give us any kind of a pilot, those pilots grow very, very quickly as they realise that productivity is increased by our people who work from home. I think it's worth adding as well that you're probably looking at a different kind of person working from home than those that would work typically, particularly in call centres, because the average age of somebody who works from home in the UK through Arise, which is our company, is 41, whereas the average age of people that work in a typical call centre in the UK is 25.
So they're choosing to do that. Why is that? Because it suits their lifestyle, their background, family life, perhaps?
Yes, work-life balance is certainly a big part of that. I've run open days across the whole of Scotland, in Wick, in Thurso, Inverness, across the Western Isles, and the kind of people that turn up to those events are not necessarily the same kind of people that are looking at job boards, for example. These are people who perhaps are silver surfers, perhaps the people who are carers or part-time workers or second jobbers or people looking to top up pensions. These are a completely different group of people who perhaps didn't know they could work. And the advent of broadband technology is opening up opportunities to them.
Well, indeed, it's quite a thought, isn't it? People working in very remote places just using a broadband service to allow them to, I mean, if it's call centre work, take calls from presumably all over the world or some of our busiest cities.
Absolutely. You know, we have some great agents in places like Sandaig, in Orkney and in Barra on the Western Isles. And those people talk to us about how they're talking to people perhaps in the southeast of England who they may never actually meet. But they feel that they have a connection with them through servicing over the telephone and via the internet.
Quite a thought. What's the trend then into the future? Do you see this growing or has the market stabilised?
Well, the TUC research that I read this week suggests that there's been an increase of something like 13% of people home working in the last 5 years. So I can only see this increasing as superfast broadband rolls out across the country. You're very lucky in Scotland in that in Highlands and Islands Enterprise, you have a fantastic partner who are very driven to help people work from home. And across the southern region of Scotland, there are many other organisations who are partnered with with Arise to help us bring this kind of approach to people. So I think perhaps you have a heads up in across Scotland in that you have organisations who are really sold on this and are really innovative in the way that they're bringing the approach to homeworking to the population.
Quite a thought. Thanks very much indeed for joining us. That's
not at all.
Moon. Quite a thought that, Deacon. Thank you very much for that.
Not at all. Hope that was okay.
Thank you. Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
Great.
Cheers. Thank you very much.